Bible Daily Edition, where we provide a quick biblical interpretations and applications. This is a ministry of striving for eternity.
Many couples struggle in their marriage for several things. One of the biggest ones is communication. And what we often see is that people get used to things that could actually be damaging to their own best interest and relationships. When people get married and they start to form the way that they communicate with one another, a lot of times what ends up happening is they get into patterns. They become comfortable in those patterns, even if those patterns are bad. You can have couples that speak terribly to one another, knowing they shouldn't, knowing that it's bad, knowing it's hurting the other person, but they are more comfortable with hurting the other person than changing. None of us likes change. And we must recognize that when we are going to tear down our spouse, that our marriage represents something far more important than just our marriage. You see, marriage is a picture of Christ and His church. Therefore, when we are tearing down our marriage, in a sense, we're also tearing down the picture that God has for us for our marriage to be used as. Therefore, we're tearing down that image of Christ and the church. Think about that the next time you want to lash out at your spouse because it just makes you feel better, even though you know it's wrong. Would you want Christ to lash out at you the way you feel like you want to lash out at your spouse? Think about the way Christ responds to you. Maybe we could respond to our spouse that way.
This podcast is part of the Striving for Eternity ministry. For more content or to request a speaker or seminar to your church, go to strivingforeternity.org.